The Massachusetts Family Shelter System will only guarantee shelter for another few days. Governor Moore Healey says the system is almost full. Starting next Wednesday, the state tells advocates that families seeking shelter will be placed on a wait list. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins me now to explain what this new system might look like. Good morning.
Hi.
Massachusetts has had a right to shelter law in place for 40 years. How did we get to this point where the system is hitting capacity?
Yeah, so the family shelter population has more than doubled in the past year. There are over 7,200 families in the system as of this morning. This growth is due in part to a long-time housing crisis and also to a substantial increase in migrants moving here. The upshot is our unique state-funded shelter system is basically at a breaking point. Officials say they're running out of space and money. But still, a waitlist is a pretty dramatic break from the past. Here is Kelly Turley of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless.
I would say, having worked around family homelessness issues for more than two decades, that we've never seen a situation this dire where the state is saying in a matter of days, we're going to close the front door of shelter, create a waiting list, and hope for the best.
And what do we know about how this new shelter waitlist will actually work?
Yeah, so yesterday, state officials briefed advocates and providers. So here is what we know so far. First, families fleeing domestic violence and those with medical needs will be prioritized on the wait list. So if you're in your third trimester of pregnancy, you'll get priority. Same if you have medications that need to be refrigerated, things like that. Next, we know that the family welcome centers will be pivoting from serving new arrivals to serving folks on the wait list. This means connecting them to resources and providing diapers and formula, things like that. And finally, the state says it's asking federal officials to set up large congregate settings for families waiting for a shelter spot, but this is just a request. The state says that as families exit shelter, new families can take over those vacant units.
And what about private shelters run by nonprofits? Can families on the wait list still go there?
Well, Rupa, the thing is, there are very few of those for families in Massachusetts. That's because the state system has been handling most of the need for the past 40 years. Other states rely almost exclusively on nonprofits, but not here. The big worry is families will end up in unsafe spaces. So Andrea Park of the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute talked to me about this.
They'll be at the fire station, at the police station. You know, they're going to be sleeping in doorways and cars and parks and looking to businesses to try to put them up.
Folks I've spoken with also expect more families to turn to hospital emergency rooms and Logan Airport.
There remains the big question of whether this is legal. Does a waitlist actually comply with the right to shelter law?
Yeah, it is a good question. Legal aid groups that I spoke to have been actively exploring a legal challenge. Oren Selstrom from Lawyers for Civil Rights told me that the governor is required to give lawmakers 90 days warning before any big changes to the shelter system.
As far as we can tell, that formal notice has not been given, and that certainly puts the state's plans on very shaky legal footing.
And what does Governor Healey have to say?
So she talked about this at a press conference last week.
We are not changing right to shelter law whatsoever. We are telling the public clearly, though, that we are reaching capacity here in the state. We need federal assistance. We need the federal sites.
Healey's office told me they're confident the steps they're taking comply with the law, but as we heard a moment ago, legal aid groups disagree. So there are still open questions about legal challenges, state funding, and any federal help.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you very much.
Thank you.